Welcome to What Next podcast of Karan Bajaj. I am Joey and I will be the AI voice quoting Karan Bajaj. Keep listening and learning. The podcast starts now. Today's topic is job versus startup, three mental models to decide. I was fortunate to have strong leaders from late-stage startups and established corporations join us early in White Hat Junior. They built the company to scale. Are you thinking of building your own startup / joining a very early-stage startup? Your decision can change the destiny of thousands. And yours too. Here are three mental models to help you decide whether you should start up or continue in your job, which I used in my own deliberations. Hope they're of some use to budding entrepreneurs. Point 1. Where will you learn the most? The 20x4 rule. I started White Hat Junior after a 17-year corporate career in traditional organizations like P&G, Discovery, etc. And going back, I probably wouldn't change that. All startup founders, including me, would like you to believe that only startups give 10x growth. But late-stage startups / corporate careers give a few, key 10x growth opportunities that startups can't. A. New geographies. B. New industries. C. Turning your hobbies into mastery. Example: I learned tremendously in my early career from moving from India to Philippines, US, etc., as well as shifting industries from consumer goods to consulting, then media. But point C above was perhaps the most significant for me. I couldn't have written my novels or gone very deep into hiking and yoga if I'd replaced the steady rhythm of a corporate career with the manic intensity of a startup too early. And my life would be a mere shadow without these. Are you growing 20x4 from shifting countries, industries, or gaining mastery in pursuits of the soul? Replace 20 years of low-intensity work with 4 years of high-intensity work and compress 20 years of personal and professional growth in these 4 years. 20x4 rule. Then, a late-stage job can be as good as a startup. If not, leave as soon as you can. Because the external world eventually rewards your internal growth. Startups are vehicles of extraordinary, often involuntary, compressed growth. You can have the same outcomes by voluntarily choosing 20x4 growth in a corporation. Just choose growth over stasis. Systems are inefficient in short term but incredibly efficient in long term. And long term they'll always reward growth. Point 2. Do you have a burning need for financial freedom? The 4% rule. I hadn't cared much for money until my mid-30s when I realized that I wouldn't be able to lead the wanderer's life as I entered my 40s. You couldn't be a CEO or a senior leader. Walk out for a couple of years to write and travel, and then come back again, expecting to be a leader again. I had to be financially free to live my values of independence and growth. How much do you need to be free? Fortunately, there's a mathematical versus spiritual answer to it. You're free if you can live off 4% of your liquid net worth annually for the rest of your life, Bingen, 1994. Rationale: with reasonable investing, you can target getting a 4% return on your investments, net of inflation and taxes, annually over a long term. So theoretically, you don't need to touch your principal amount, which becomes a safety net, except to weather short-term ups and downs of investing cycles. What are your projected all-in annual expenses for the rest of your life? 4% rule equals assume there are 25 rupees lakhs per year, then you need 6.25 crore rupees in net worth to be free. Is financial freedom your burning goal? Then, stake it all in startup / join a very early stage startup. You'll achieve financial freedom early only with equity ownership versus salaries, no matter how high the salaries go. Point 3. Can you afford the risk? Salary / 14 lakh rule. I've often seen oversaving to be a more common problem than overspending among most of my MN college classmates. Trade savings for growth often. Can you afford a major salary cut to start on your own? Use the salary divided by $20,000 rule, first transition study, 2005, or, your salary in USD, $20,000, is the number of months you need to find a job if your startup doesn't work out. You can calculate your risk tolerance mathematically. First, calculate how long your savings will last, based on your total liquid savings and all-in monthly expenses. Then, subtract the number of months you'll have to look for a job based on the salary/$20,000 rule. Months to pursue your startup uninhibitedly equals liquid savings slash monthly expenses, salary/$20,000. In India, I changed it to the salary/RS14 lakh rule squared, which guided me equally well for taking risks when I moved to India. Later, when we had kids, I changed the rule to $10,000 or 7 lakh rule to give myself more cover and double the time to look for a job. Finally, and most importantly, does the startup's mission excite you to give it your all? The 10,10,6 rule. Our management team was in the office together for 50 to 60 hours when we were launching White Hat Junior in the US as we managed operations in India, then US, and back. I didn't think I would have the energy for these night outs as a 40-year-old. But I hadn't experienced the daily startup adrenaline flows from a team united on a mission before. For much of the early years, all the core team worked on a rigorous 10x10x6 schedule, 10 to 10, 6 days a week, without really feeling the strain. Have you found a cause bigger than yourself? One where you can't breathe until you make it come to life? Then, ignore all the models above and dive in fully. Your one decision can change the trajectory of thousands. In the end, let me quote Machiavelli, quote unquote. Make mistakes of ambitions, not mistakes of sloth.